What's the difference in angles and leverage when guys like Khalif and Penn are blocking 4-3 ends as opposed to guys like Tamba and Houston?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's part of it. But again, if you look at it, you know, we haven't had a lot of 4-3. I mean, it's really the first 4-3 front that we've played all season, this team here. We got a little bit from Seattle. But I think those guys, on where they're lined up, they're seeing the same kind of guys, you know, in alignment. Certainly where your help's coming from a little different place up front. But they've had a good week of practice. You know, for the most part, because they're older veterans. I mean, they've played a lot of 4-3 fronts, and they played a lot of 3-4 fronts throughout their careers. So I think that, again, they're relying on their experience in blocking those type of players, and they've blocked big-time players in their past as well. So, again, they're looking forward to the challenge, and we'll do our best to help them out.
I mean, there's a lot of talk about winning the one-on-one matchups, but if, you know, Buffalo does as little as you say that they do, that this would really be a big in that regard, wouldn't it? I mean, because the guys are directly across from them. They're not going to be doing a lot. It's just going to be
correct. And that's, you know, again, across the board, that's what's become a little bit about for us. We've seen a lot of man-to-man coverage, you know, in the wideouts out. So on top of being able to protect one-on-one, we've got to win, you know, consistently on the perimeter with our wideouts and tight ends and backs, you know, because they're going to be manned up. So that'll be a big part of us having success on Sunday.
Watching the Kansas City tape with Derek, is there something central, without giving away the farm, that you hope that he could learn from that tape, whether it's standing a bit longer, you know, was there something that you hope that he took from that?
Well, I think situational football, again, there was I think he like probably some others, trying to do too much there, started to press a little bit when it became 17-6 at that point, as opposed to just going back out and playing. There'll be times again where you know, it might not be clicking early on, but you're in the game. You know, again, it was a 10-6 football game there. So I think at that point we pressed a little bit, and I think, you know, in the future they'll realize, hey, I just stay within the game plan, think about it, one score, one play, one series at a time, and try and get ourselves back into this thing. So,
is there something where if you're getting hit a lot, can it wear on you mentally too, or?
It depends on the player that you probably are. You know, that's hadn't been an issue for him, and I don't believe that he's been hit a lot this season. Obviously, we've thrown it a lot, but we've done a good job of protecting him for the most part. But also, you know, again, like I said, when he came in, he's thrown a lot of passes in college. He's been back there in the pocket a lot. I don't think that the rush phases this guy, which is – you know, an attribute that you really want in a quarterback. He doesn't really seem to feel the rush or see the rush. He's done a real nice job, you know, especially this year as a rookie, as far as standing in the pocket. There are times, again, where maybe he's gotten it out a little too quick, but at the same time, I got plenty of examples where he stood there in the pocket and worked through his progressions and made some really nice throws. So he's not a guy that's been affected by the rush.